Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your girl Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into a juicy topic. Building healthy relationships without those pesky attachment issues that can totally hijack our hearts. Ever felt like you're giving 110% in a relationship only to end up feeling drained and emotionally depleted? You know that feeling when you crave connection but also fear getting hurt, leading you to pull back or cling on too tight? Yeah, I've been there. Now, before we dive into the practical stuff, let's be real, our brains are wired for connection. We're social creatures craving belonging and love. But with ADHD, those wiring instructions can sometimes get a little scrambled, leading to some intense emotional roller coasters. But hey, don't worry. This isn't about becoming emotionally detached or cold. It's about building healthy, fulfilling relationships where both partners feel seen, heard, and supported without getting tangled up in unnecessary anxieties. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways that can help us navigate this messy, beautiful thing called love. 1. Self-awareness is your superpower. Before you even think about diving at first into a relationship, take some time to really understand yourself. What are your attachment patterns? Where do you tend to hold back or get overly clingy? Journaling, meditation, and even therapy can help you gain valuable insights into your emotional landscape. You know that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. Well, self-awareness is like filling that cup up before offering it to someone else. 2. Boundaries are your best friend. Imagine boundaries as invisible fences around your heart and mind. They protect you from getting trampled on while allowing space for healthy connection. Setting clear boundaries means communicating your needs and limits respectfully. It's not about shutting people out, it's about creating a safe, balanced space where both partners can thrive. 3. Communication is key, and let's be honest, sometimes tricky. Ever felt like you're speaking different languages with someone you care about? Communication isn't just about saying the words, it's about truly listening and understanding each other's perspectives. Practice active listening, pay attention to both verbal and nonverbal cues, and express your feelings honestly and respectfully, even when it's tough. 4. Embrace your imperfections, because let's be real, we all have them. Trying to be perfect is exhausting. Remember that relationships are about accepting each other's quirks and flaws, those little imperfections that make us uniquely human. Don't be afraid to show your vulnerability, it builds trust and intimacy. 5. Give yourself permission to walk away. This one might sound harsh, but hear me out. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, relationships just don't work out. If you find yourself constantly giving more than you're receiving, feeling drained or disrespected, it's okay to walk away. Your well-being matters. Now, let's take a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who has always craved deep, meaningful connections. But because of her attachment anxiety, she tends to overinvest in relationships early on, putting all her energy into making things work even when red flags pop up. This often leads to heartbreak and disappointment. But one day, Sarah decides to take a step back and practice setting boundaries. She starts communicating her needs more clearly, prioritizing self-care, and recognizing that it's okay to walk away from relationships that aren't serving her. Over time, she learns to trust herself and builds healthier, more fulfilling connections based on mutual respect and genuine love. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the world of relationships with more confidence and less attachment anxiety. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, embrace the ups and downs, and never stop believing in the power of healthy, loving connections. You are capable of creating amazing, fulfilling relationships. Don't let attachment issues hold you back. Go out there and build those beautiful connections you deserve. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might find it helpful. Remember, together we rise. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.